VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A court in Russia-annexed Crimea ordered 12 of 24 Ukrainian soldiers who were apprehended at sea Sunday by Russian naval forces to be detained for 2 months. The sailors were accused by Russia of illegally entering Russian waters and ignoring warnings from Russian border guards, charges Ukraine has denied. The sailors were manning 3 Ukrainian Navy ships. In response to the incident, Ukraine imposed martial law in 10 of the country's 27 regions beginning on Wednesday. 3 American soldiers have been killed in a bombing in Afghanistan, Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the bombing in eastern Ghazni province. The military says 3 troops were killed, 3 others wounded, along with an American contractor. Another soldier died over the weekend in a firefight with Al-Qaeda militants. The military now says it appears Afghan forces accidentally killed Sergeant Leandro Jasso.
Tuesday's fatalities bring to 11 the number of American soldiers killed in action in Afghanistan this year. The United States placed sanctions on Nicaragua's Vice President and First Lady Rosario Murillo Tuesday for what it says is her part in a deadly crackdown on protesters. Also sanctioned was President Daniel Ortega's national security aide, Nestor Moncada. U.S. citizens and entities are now forbidden to do business with them, and their assets in the U.S. have been frozen. A former national treasurer of Venezuela has been sentenced to 10 years in an American prison for his role in a billion-dollar bribery scheme. Alejandro Andrade accepted a plea deal and was sentenced in Florida, where he has been living. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is making a high-profile visit to Saudi Arabia's major Arab allies before heading on to the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina, at the end of the week. After visiting Egypt, bin Salman has arrived in Tunisia, where protesters came out to denounce him for his alleged involvement in the murder of a Saudi journalist. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Protesters led by civil society and women's groups chanted slogans against Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the center of the Tunisian capital, Tunis. They blame him for the brutal murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi intelligence agents at Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul last month. Saudi Arabia has said the Crown Prince had no prior knowledge of the killing. The Crown Prince's visit Tuesday went ahead despite calls by a number of Tunisian journalists to cancel his invitation.
Facebook came under fire Tuesday from lawmakers from several countries who accused the firm of undermining democratic institutions. The company is being investigated by lawmakers in Britain after the consultancy Cambridge Analytica, which worked on Donald Trump's presidential campaign, obtained the personal data of 87 million Facebook users from a researcher. Researchers say the number of immigrants living in the U.S. without legal status has dropped to the lowest level in more than a decade. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to the Pew Research Center, in 2016, there were 10.7 million migrants who didn't have legal status. That's down from 11 million the year before and 12.2 million in 2007, which was the peak of immigration before the U.S. economy slumped. The decline stems largely from a drop in the number of Mexican immigrants in the U.S. illegally, down 1.5 million people from 2007. At the same time, the number of migrants from Central America rose nearly 500,000. The report comes as thousands of Central American families have amassed at the southern border now, hoping to seek asylum.
President Trump lashed out at General Motors on Twitter Tuesday, threatening to cut subsidies for the automotive manufacturer the day after it announced it would close several plants in North America and fire about 14,000 workers. He said, "We are now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars." GM, in its official announcement the day before, said it would be prioritizing investment in election cars as part of what it called a company-wide transformation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.